Did you know Showtime here on KCHI? Welcome in. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on this Tuesday, April 11th. Time to learn something new today. And Noah, what do you have for us today?
All right. So I'm actually going to hit some rapid fire today.
All right.
So I'm going to kind of go pretty quick because they've actually got a little bit. Some of them have some explanations. So here we go. So avocados, they're a fruit, not a vegetable. And technically, they're actually considered a single seed berry.
A berry?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Avocado is apparently a berry. The Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer due to the heat expanding the iron. So it's actually, 15 centimeters is actually a good bit.
That's pretty significant.
But it's just a bunch of it's iron, so that it makes sense. But yeah, so 15 centimeters taller in the summer. Australia is wider than the moon. We actually talked about this a while back, but it is wider than the moon. The moon sits at 3,400 kilometers in diameter, and Australia's diameter is actually 4,000 kilometers.
Mm.
The Spice Girls were originally a band called Touch, and one of their producers originally said when we first started that they were pretty bland, and so they decided to spice their music up and turn it into the Spice Girls. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves. They're coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue.
Mm.
It's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland. It's considered animal abuse because they're social beings and they get lonely.
I like that one.
That's pretty funny. The ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health, hence why we raise a toast.
Ah.
That's why you toast.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was a cool thing to learn right there. The heart of a shrimp is located in its head. They also have an open circulatory system, which means that all their arteries, they have no arteries. All their organs float just in blood.
Mm, interesting.
People are more creative in the shower. When you take a warm shower, you experience an increase in dopamine, which makes you more creative, apparently. So you actually are more creative in the shower for whatever reason.
Okay.
And then final, this is pretty interesting right here, is the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. It's apparently chosen because its connection with dominance and chivalry, as well as purity and innocence in the Celtic mythology.
Scotland. All right. That's pretty cool. That's good stuff.
Some interesting facts.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you know that 1 in 10 people in Iceland will publish a book?
1 in 10? That's actually a high percentage.
Yeah. Well, 1 out of every 10 people. So in recent years, the world's 18th largest island, Iceland, has begun to receive a reputation as a destination for readers and book lovers. And it's mainly because Iceland has more authors per capita than any other country in the world. So it's estimated that Iceland, which has a population of 372.5 thousand people, 1 out of every 10 people will publish a book.
Hmm.
So writers, a ton of writers reside in the island's capital city of Reykjavik, a major publishing hub in 2011 that was actually named the UNESCO City of Literature. And the country, Iceland, has a nearly 100% literacy rate. Almost every single person in Iceland can read, which is pretty crazy. And they theorize the reasoning for them being so literate and having so many people that are authors is because storytelling became a tradition way back in the day thanks to the family sagas passed from generation to generation. So there were stories that described how the first Icelanders found and adapted to the land from around 930 to 1030 CE. Poetry and story recitation became a popular way for Icelanders to keep the stories alive and keep their history alive, and it provided an important form of socializing on long winter nights, and for whatever reason, it stuck around a lot, and a lot of people decided to adopt that as their hobby or their career. And yeah, so 1 out of every 10 people in the country of Iceland will write a book in their life.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff. All right, thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.